It's time to look at Triple Team traffic, and Heather Kelly's got an eye on it through the fog this morning.
Well, we sure do, but can I just say first world problems?
Yeah, exactly.
Really. Hey, we do have a crash on the west side belt. It's involving a semi and a couple of cars. It's northbound just before 3500 south. It's blocking the right lane and shoulder, causing a little bit of slowdowns, traffic backing up a little bit toward 47th South and Taylorsville. And then we've had a report of a crash on the 201 freeway exit ramp to Bangor Highway if you're heading westbound, so out of away from Salt Lake City. But speeds on I-15 look pretty good right now from Point of the Mountain to downtown. Eric?
Got a little bit of slowdowns on State Street between Orem and Provo this morning, but overall, city streets still filling in. You're not going to have too much obstruction getting where you need to go. I-15 looking good right now from Spanish Fork up to Point of the Mountain. That's your normal KSL travel time of 24 minutes. Len Thomas?
Eric, early morning fog still keeping visibility down on the Legacy Parkway from Farmington to North Salt Lake. Very low visibility there. I-15 not as bad from Ogden to Salt Lake, but little crystallized ice on the roadways and areas of patchy fog to be aware of. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through the 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.